Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, he's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
Your host, Beth Ann.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It's my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. Well, it was another dim debate last night where they all agree on every issue but pretend that they disagree. Free drinks for everyone, barkeep, and you're paying. I have a big weekend in my house this weekend coming up. So I was cleaning and getting ready, getting the house ready for company. And as I watched the dim debate off and on, and my sister was texting me because she was watching it too, and we usually sit there and share little quips back and forth. And I told her what I was doing. I said, would you like to take notes for me? She did not. Well, you know, that's what big sisters do. She decided, no, she was not going to take notes for me. The insanity and the affection that they get from the chosen media is absolutely despicable. It's hilarious, and yet at the same time, it's such a telltale sign of where we are today in this nation, in the government. Free health care for all. Free college for all. We'll ban fracking. Free fuel? I don't think so. We'll tax your carbon. Free abortions for everyone. And one would think he gave a Hail Mary when Beto said, heck yes, we're going to take your guns, your AR-15s, and went on and on. Well, bring it on, Beto. Bring it on. The stage is set. A group of candidates standing there before America. There's angry Caucasian male guys and angry female. A white privileged guy, a gay guy, not a saint, but he would like you to believe that he's a saint. A Jamaican Indian, not black, giddy gal, she gets all tickled about everything. An Asian businessman, generous with your money. A black man who's very well spoken and rich. And a not Cherokee, but privileged white woman, all trying to convince all of us that this nation is the worst racist and gender prejudiced in the world, in the universe. Yeah, well, I'm not buying that. That's not what I see on the stage. I see a country that is open to whoever wants to run for president of the United States. It's an open range. That's what I see. And while they are of all genders and all races up there, I don't get upset about that. I get upset about what they're trying to push. Kamala Harris all of a sudden became an authority on Iowa farming. They always say Iowa as if agriculture doesn't exist in any of the other 50 states. It's always Iowa. And the farmers are the only ones that are suffering, and they have to save the farmers, if she knew anything about farming at all, have to save the farmers from the tariffs of Trump. And as soon as they're there, they're going to get rid of the tariffs, except for the one guy. He said, no, I won't do that, but I'll immediately start negotiations. The Democrat debates are difficult to watch. They're painful. But they're painful because of what they're saying, not of who they are, but of what they're saying and the hypocrisy in their hearts. There was a group of people in Houston. All right. This is going to be a little bit of a twist on the real story, okay? And then we'll get to the right one. But there was a group of people wearing red and yellow flags. that hung themselves from a bridge in Houston just to keep from watching the dim debate. But that's not true, you know. It wasn't that. Oh, they were just protesting climate change, so they decided to hang themselves from the bridge. And, of course, then the rescuers with the helicopters and the boats and the other vehicles, the first responders, all had to risk their lives and save them. Was it too hot out there? No, they're just hanging out there. They're not hanging themselves. They're just hanging out there. Traffic isn't stopping. So they're not stopping anything. But they cause more fossil fuel to be used to rescue them. Maybe they were a little overdramatic, don't you think? And defeated the purpose of saving the planet or the fossil fuels, since tons was used just to save them. The insanity in this nation right now is, it's not because of Trump's tweets. The insanity is because we have too many uneducated, brainwashed, useful idiots for socialism hanging around, making money off climate change, off the hoax, and making legislative decisions for profit. Daniel Turner will join us in the second segment of today's show. And I saw a little tweet. That's how I knew that these protesters were hanging themselves from a bridge in Houston. But then we will open up the phone lines, and it'll be your get-it-off-your-chest day, 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. Now, one thing that they wanted to keep hitting was the economy, not how good it is, but how unjust it is. They just continually hammer at the rich have got to pay more. Every one of them standing up there on stage are very wealthy people. Some are more wealthy than others. Some haven't had quite the opportunities that Joe Biden has had. They're all hypocrites in what they say. Trump came out, well, he hasn't really given this yet. They're just giving you a little teaser. They're working on it, and they're going to put it out, of course. Of course, it'll be political. Of course, it'll be timely. And they're going to put this out in 2020. But President Donald Trump said yesterday his administration would unveil a tax overhaul plan aimed at middle-income households. He says, we'll be announcing it sometime in the next year, but it'll be very, very substantial tax cut for middle-income folks who work so hard. And we'll look forward to that. We're going to work on it all together. Trump told this to his Republican lawmakers without providing them any additional details. Now, Elizabeth Warren got caught in a little bit of a trap, because everything that they're proposing to do, all this free stuff, is not going to be free, and it isn't going to come from the rich folks, like they say. Oh, they'll tax the rich. Sure they will. But who's going to pay for their carbon tax? Who's going to end up paying for that? It's not going to be the rich. The rich have plenty of money. If gasoline goes high, it's not going to bother them. If they can't afford to heat, they'll, no matter what happens with the fossil fuel situation, carbon taxes, they'll be able to afford to heat and cool their homes. By the way, my air conditioner's broken home, and it was hot last night. They're not going to be affected. The middle class and the poor of this nation are the ones going to be affected. They kept trying to get her to admit it. She admitted it wouldn't just be the rich, but she couldn't bring herself to say, yeah, all the middle class is going to pay. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. We should have Daniel Turner on in the next segment, and then we will open up the phone lines, and we will be right back. We'll be right back. Melody Cederstrom, and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit csctalkradio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home. When I think of bringing America home, I think of family sitting around the table. As a young girl, it was my job to set the table. Setting the table meant tablecloth, plates, drinking glasses, and the flatware, which had to be placed correctly on the respective sides of the plates. Regardless of the time of year, sitting down at the table is an American thing to do. It's great family. Liberty Tabletop can help you set your table. They are the only flatware manufacturer in the United States of America, using high-quality 1810 chromium nickel stainless steel, all that and with competitive prices. When you order, use the promo code BethAnn to receive 10% off of your order. Visit LibertyTabletop.com or give them a call the old-fashioned American way, 844-386-2338. That's 844-386-2338. Use the promo code BethAnn and receive 10% off your purchase. Let's set the table and bring America home.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever.
Get a two-pack of my pillow premiums for $69.98. That's only $34.99 per pillow, which is the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. This offer is only available at MyPillow.com or call 1-800-978-6168. Use promo code BethAnn.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
And we have returned to listening to CSE Talk Radio. I believe we have Daniel. Do we have Daniel on the line? Do we have Daniel? Okay.
I am here.
There you are. I thought you were hanging out on a bridge there in Houston or something.
No, I'm actually standing outside the Fox studio here in busy New York City, my hometown.
Awesome. Are you getting ready to go in for another interview?
I just got out.
You just finished.
It was on earlier.
So you're wearing a suit for me then today, right?
I'm looking all snazzy. People would think I'm a respectable person if they walked past me right now.
They would. They would indeed. You know, I saw your tweet about and I hadn't seen the article till I saw your tweet about the protesters that decided to hang themselves out there on the bridge, and I'm thinking that's a pretty drastic way to get out of watching the Dem debate.
Maybe that was their real intention. And I guess on the bright side, they did keep all those first responders from having to watch it also. But they are extremists. There's no doubt about it.
They're nuts. My thought was, you got yourself out there, you get yourself back in here. When they get hungry, they'll get up. They'll find a way back.
Exactly. Right? And it's just not fair. Look, you're allowed to protest. We do have that right as Americans. And you know, we hope and pray we will always have that right. But you don't have the right to protest in such a way that puts other people's lives at risk. And what they did was dangerous, which, again, if you yourself want to put yourself in that position, I guess it's all right. But we all know the response is going to be firemen and first responders have to go out there after you, and that is not fair to do to them. That's just not. And it's not fair to waste the taxpayer money.
My idea of protesting would be go sit on a beach. I could do a sit-in on a beach. I wouldn't be hanging from a bridge, that's for certain.
Yeah, and I'm not really sure what they're protesting, because the folks on the stage during the debate all agree 100% with their position.
Oh, yeah.
They all embrace their radical beliefs, their hatred of the fossil fuel industry, of putting our economy under the auspices of the Paris Climate Accords, et cetera. So I don't know what their protest was meant to do, but logic has never been their strong suit.
Well, maybe it was because Perez wouldn't let them have the entire debate just about climate change. They wanted it to be all about climate change. Maybe
you're
that's
right.
What the protest was.
And if you remember, we talked about the seven-hour CNN climate guest, and now MSNBC has announced a two-day, one-upsmanship, a two-day climate town hall where all the candidates, all 24 or 25, will get the chance to talk about climate. So that's going to be a very tough 2 days, Beth Ann. I'm going to have to.
When is that again?
I'm going to have to do something.
I was going to say, you're going to need a support group. We should host a watch party, you know, at pizza. And I know some of you drink beer. I don't drink beer. Pizza and popcorn and cookies and just whatever. And just sit down and watch that thing. That would be fun.
Exactly. Because it will be. And I will intend to watch it. I can't promise, like I did the CNN, that I will watch all 7 hours. But I'm going to try to watch as much as I can, because these people need to be held out for what they stand for, what they believe, what they plan on doing if they were to win the White House. And so it's my job to expose that.
And I don't know if you're allowed to say this as loud as I am, but it's all a hoax. There is absolutely no truth in the climate change hoax. Yes, we have climate change. No, people didn't cause it. It is a cycle, and it's just the way it is. And fossil fuel isn't causing it, and carbon is not the bad guy.
And in the same vein, people need to remember that all of the climate change expectations and all the climate change predictions are all just computer models. This is not science. This is not – science eliminates doubt, right? This is not the scientific method of synthesis, of hypothesis, et cetera. This is just computer models, and there are hundreds of computer models that show hundreds of different scenarios. So it's kind of crazy that, look, we couldn't even predict this last tropical storm, Dorian. Mm-hmm. And is it smart that the state of Florida took precautions? Of course it is. But we didn't know where that storm was going, and that storm was a few miles off the coast, and we have the most sophisticated satellite technology. We're supposed to predict things that are 30 years out and change our lives drastically because of it? That's just crazy.
It is crazy, and I've seen some of these, and I've interviewed some of these scientists that are on the opposite side. They're not the ones getting paid by the climate change government, and they have a different outlook, a complete different outlook. And it goes back to what we learned in grade school, you know, carbon dioxide is not a bad guy. Carbon monoxide is a bad guy, but carbon dioxide is not. And, you know, they've got everybody scared to death. You know, they've brainwashed the kids in school to believe these things. And that's why we've got young people. What's the young girls out of London that's leading this pack?
Oh, the poor girl, Greta Thunberg. This girl is being used by the climate. And so what I was just on Fox talking about was, here in New York, the school system is giving an excuse to any student who wants to march out of class because there is a big climate change protest. Greta Thunberg. Yeah, she's leading it.
What student isn't?
It's the 20th. Yeah, exactly. Right?
Student wouldn't take advantage of that? Sure, I hate climate change. I'll take a day off school.
I'll take a day off, especially if I'm not going to get in trouble. And I argued, wouldn't it be better to stay in school and learn some of these things from a factual perspective? So you were just talking about the climate, carbon dioxide. Do you remember for weeks we kept hearing about the Amazon as the lungs of the earth?
Yes.
It was a common phrase. People realize eventually that, well, wait a second, if it's giving off oxygen, that means it's consuming CO2. And so if the trees are all gone, it's not consuming, so it's not giving off. So it's kind of neutral, right? I mean, it's not the lungs of the earth. That was just a made-up phrase. And if you knew photosynthesis, you would understand that. But the kids aren't learning photosynthesis. They're being taught propaganda, and they're being asked to leave the classroom to go march and take a day off of school. So it's shameful that the kids don't know science.
It is, and to me, I don't understand. This is why a lot of parents are opting to homeschool their children,
because they're just getting
so much propaganda and lies from the public school system, and not a very good education in some areas. And, we do have to take things in our own hands, Daniel, as far as that goes. You need to, if you can't afford to be the homeschooler, or you can't afford to go to a private school where you can have a little bit of control over what they learn, you have to be able to teach them at home. You know, this is what that
exactly
says, but here's the truth. You know, you and I talked about, fear, what was it? What's the title of that book? I can't remember. Fear not. I can't think of the title of it. But it was a book about climate change. Only it was a book telling the truth about what was going on. And I'll have to find the book. I can't remember the name of it. I could see it. But you said you knew of the book. It's not in public. It's not being published anymore. There's still some out there. We sold a bunch of them when I was working for my boss, Derry Brownfield.
They don't want kids to learn these facts, and that's why, going back to the debates last night, if you notice, every one of those candidates opposed school choice, they oppose vouchers, they oppose charter schools. They are the party that is pro-choice, but not when it comes to what your kids are learning.
Well, it's not even a choice on the other as when we're talking about abortion. They just believe abortion is the way, you know, and it really tugged at my heart when they were talking about health care and they started talking about the minorities that have the worst health care. And yet we know that they are the ones they target the most for abortions.
Exactly.
That's a very good point. It just infuriated me when I heard them say that.
Yeah. Absolutely. The whole night was infuriating, and unfortunately we have many more months of it, but the ultimate winner was Donald Trump, because even if you dislike his rhetoric or his language or whatever, you're not going to vote against those policies when you look at the crazy that was on stage last night.
And I think most America, that's how they see it, except for people that are willing to hang themselves off a bridge just to say that they're against the climate change. And then they have to. Then fossil fuel has to be used to rescue them. So it's logic that has none at all. I mean, it's just insanity. But anyway, I hear the music. We're headed into our break, and we appreciate all that you do, Daniel. And you'll be with us back here in another couple of weeks, won't you? Well, every
Friday. And I'm looking forward to it.
All right, Daniel. You have a great weekend and enjoy it. Take care. Don't get too hot in that suit there in New York. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We're opening up the phone lines. You can get it off your chest today, but, you know, keep it clean. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410, and we will be right back.
There's nothing wrong with global communication. After all, high tech has made our world seem smaller. But now we hear terms such as global governance. Henry Lamb's book, A Short Course in Global Governance, is a clear education, indeed, regarding the importance of knowing and understanding global governance. Do you believe the UN should have power over the United States or any other nation? With global governance, there is no sovereign United States of America. Read firsthand and learn the true agenda of global governance. America says, private property shall not be taken for public.
public use without just compensation. However, global governance says private ownership of land contributes to social injustice. Public control of land use is indispensable. Learn more now. A short course in global governance is only $7.50. Visit our online store at csctalkradio.com or send $7.50 to P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018 for your A Short Course in Global Governance.
There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range Magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, Home on the Range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you Home on the Range.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to Beth at csctalkradio.com.
Roger Simmermaker has compiled a wonderful book, My Company, Tis of Thee, listing 50 Patriot American companies for your convenience as a consumer. Part of bringing America home is supporting America by supporting American companies who have stayed steadfast and loyal to keeping their companies here and keeping Americans employed. Purchase your book today. My Company, Tis of Thee, is a valuable tool. Only $15.95 will bring you to the resources of 50 patriotic American companies. 50 companies that every consumer should know about. Get your copy of My Company, Tis of Thee today. Send $15.95 to CSC Talk Radio, P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri, 65018. Or you can order online at csctalkradio.com. Reward these American patriotic companies with your business. My Company, Tis of Thee, just $15.95, so order today. At CSC Talk Radio, we salute these patriotic companies.
We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. Facts Not Fear is the book that I was referring to. And you can still, it's not in print anymore, but you can still find it. I found it here. I did a real quick search, and it's on Thrift Books, and I think you can probably find it on Amazon and some other places. And it's cheap. I think it's one I saw, $4.69. It's a paperback, and it's meant to help educate your children particularly homeschooling. When I worked with Derry Brownfield, they sold a whole bunch of those. It's written by Michael Sonera and Jane S. Shaw, and Marilyn Quayle wrote the foreword for it. We're going to go to the phone lines. We have Herbert out of Canada listening on shortwave. Herbert, how are you today?
Fine, thank you. What's your name again?
My name is Beth.
Beth, hi, Beth. This is the first time I've ever heard you, and I figured you gave out your phone number, so I'm calling in.
Well, good for you.
Spent my entire life growing up in New Jersey, even though I was born in Canada.
Mm-hmm.
So I've grown up around people that I disagree with and, you know, have strong differences of opinion because, you know, and it's, you know, it's some of it's social, but I think a lot of it's just me because I think differently, you know, and you would probably call me a liberal or something, but I don't even consider myself a liberal. So
I think a different doesn't necessarily make you a liberal.
Well, you don't. I'm just throwing that out.
Okay, so. I got a feeling you don't agree with me. So let's talk about it.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, just pick a topic and let's hash it out. Because I've heard like at least 7 things come out in the past 15 minutes that, you know, I could probably go over with you.
So. Well, you pick a topic and then I'll come in. You pick a topic.
Well, I'm not quite sure where you stand on, I don't even know if it matters where you stand. I grew up around people that I would call white supremacists. And
okay.
I learned very early in life not to make waves, not to cause trouble, because people who disagree with me, who can tag me like that. I've been stalked by people when I was living in the States, and it's not a pleasant experience. And you're talking about keeping it friendly, and my experience with keeping it friendly is it's more or less just not saying anything, because once you open your mouth, it just opens up a lot more stuff, you know?
Yeah, I know. Talk show hosts, I know that it does that. There are prejudices. We're never going to get rid of them. You can't legislate prejudice away. You live in Canada, but you've been from, you said you lived in New Jersey quite a bit. I've not been there. 48 years. And, you know, I'm smack dab in the middle of this nation,
mm-hmm.
which, thankfully, you know, has some, we're a little bit guarded from some of the things that happen in New York and New Jersey and some of these other places because we're rural. It's a rural area, and that's who I'm really – I'm fighting for all America, but, you know, it's really the rural area that is under attack through some of these things. And I'm going to guess that you buy into the climate change theories. I do not, because every one of the scientists that come up with the data – are paid for scientists. They're paid to do that, but they've got grants from the government. They're all paid to come up with the data. And it is
true. You do agree that something is changing, whatever the explanation is.
I do believe it's not mankind, and I do believe it's a cycle. And if you continue to listen to this show, I'm bringing on some people that have been on the other side and have come back and said, no, it's not that. And the CO2 Coalition, they are going to be on my show monthly now, and they'll be back on, I think, next week or the next. I don't have my calendar in front of me. And it'll be Dr. Patrick Michaels this time. But they're going to have different ones on with me. And I don't necessarily agree with everything they say either. But they're the scientists. And we're going to come on and we're going to talk about carbon. And we're going to talk about climate change. And we're going to talk about the fossil fuel industry. And we're going to try and get a good education from the other side. And, you know, the more we learn, the more we know, the better ideas, the better conclusions we can come to. And so that's kind of what I'm after. With that.
So are you talking to people who are saying we need to adapt to the change, or are you talking to people who are saying don't do anything? I guess that's what the roundabout was. Next question.
The change is not what we're being told. It is not this humongous change that's going to burn the earth and you know, all mankind and everything's going to be done with. None of their predictions, Herbert, not one of them, zero, in the last 20 years or more, have ever happened. Not one of them. Well, that's when you get the clue that maybe their data's not quite right. And then, of course, when they tell you the horror stories or what's going to happen, they threaten with these things. The next thing out of their mouths is, we're going to tax you for this.
Well,
it's always about, you can always follow the money, and it's not good. It's not good.
Well, who do you think is responsible for contaminated well water from fracking? I mean, is that, that's a massive
problem. We're going to try and have some fracking people on, and you can ask them that question.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Absolutely. Okay.
But is there a solution to help the people who, you know, need drinking water? Is someone got a, does someone have a plan to...
well, I don't know of anyone whose well has been contaminated, but that doesn't mean it doesn't exist. And we will have them on. In fact, we had them on before, but I'm trying to get them to come on a regular basis like the CO2 Coalition so that we can actually talk about it. And my listeners can call in and ask their questions. You can ask them, what is... You know, how does this happen and what is the solution for this and what are you doing about it as a company, as a fracking company, to help eliminate these issues? You know, what do we do when the U.S. EPA goes out and they contaminate an entire river and they go, well, Mother Nature will clean it up? You know, but if that had been a company, a mining company that had done it, they'd have had to pay out the wazoo, but not the EPA. You know, no, you know.
And
of course,
Canada,
I don't know if I want them to pay water. Since it's my money. I'm sorry. Go ahead, Herbert.
In Canada, when they have polluted water nearby, they just put a 10-mile pipeline out to the ocean, and that takes care of it.
We got a lot of work to do, don't we, Herbert?
Well, yeah, but I was going to say, are you going to have any, or could you find some guests that are possibly looking for water purification solutions? Because, I mean, there's a big problem here in Canada with a lot of displaced indigenous communities, and not even displaced, but where their property, their land has been polluted and their water is undrinkable, and nobody's and it's done by corporations, and nobody's saying, you have to clean our water now. And it's, I don't
well,
know
they're
how
not.
Much if it's, no. And,
you want
and
us to loan you our EPA?
Well, either system is not effective in solving clean water. Let's put, you know, Canada and United States is they're both at ends, and they're both getting fire from people who want them not to do what they claim they're doing.
Well, you know, the big corporations spend a lot of money in Congress and in Washington, D.C., and we know that. They spend it with the Democrats and they spend it with the Republicans, and I'm not going to defend either side there because they take money. But we'll see what we can come up with. And Herbert, you keep listening. I'm proud of you for calling in. I appreciate it very much.
Taking the time, Beth.
Oh, God bless you. Have a great weekend, Herbert. I hear the music. Now, that was a fantastic call. I loved it. Thank you, Herbert, so much. You're listening to CSE Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We are the voice of the people. And, you know, there's a lot of things that we need to question. Why? Just taxing everybody's not going to fix it. So if there's really a crisis, if healthcare is a crisis, don't force everyone to have insurance. Let's figure out why healthcare costs so much. You know, it's a racket, right? 877-895-5410 is the number to call. Climate change is a hoax, and I ain't buying it. 877-895-5410, and we'll be right back.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe, all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. 800-378-3212. That's 800-378-3212.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow. For the longest time, I've wanted to come out with the world's most comfortable bed sheets, but up until now, I haven't been able to find anything that held up to my high standards. I finally found the best cotton in the world in a region where the Sahara Desert, the Nile River, and the Mediterranean Sea all come together to create the ideal weather conditions for growing cotton. My new Giza Dream bed sheets are made with this long staple cotton, and I guarantee they'll be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own. The first night you sleep on my sheets, you'll never want to sleep on anything else.
The Giza Dream sheets are available in a variety of colors, and like all of Mike's products, they come with a 60-day money-back guarantee and a 10-year warranty. Right now, you can get your very own by calling 1-800-978-6168 and use the promo code BethAnn to get 30% off plus free shipping. Our founding fathers knew that the heartland would be coveted by those who want the land and its resources, or hated by those who simply do not understand its value. It is that simple. And yet today, the humble folks in the heartland are losing jobs and feeling the pressures from an out-of-control bureaucracy, as well as outsiders with agendas. From the heartlands of America come our food, manufacturing, and our energy. CSC Talk Radio is a voice crying from the heartland and standing up for rural America, and so is Power the Future. Power the Future is a unique foundation established to be the voice for rural American energy jobs. Daniel Turner is a strong advocate pushing against those who would like to punish rural folks and take their jobs for the sake of climate change or the land and its wealth. I'm proud to be a part of Power the Future and bring Daniel Turner here to you. Our future depends on it. Let's power the future as we bring America home to common sense jobs and give our rural families a voice. Visit powerthefuture.us. Powerthefuture.us is the way to bring America home. What if things were made in America again? We all complain about our products, even our food, coming from foreign lands and foreign laborers. But do we really understand? James Stewart didn't understand, so he dug in, and wow, he kept digging in. It all started with a light bulb. It held the label GE, but it read Made in China. Jim has done the research. Now you can have the answers in detail. Consumers can rebuild the middle class by buying things made in American communities. Find out why free trade resulted in 6 million lost manufacturing jobs and lower wages for most Americans. While free trade brought cheaper goods, we also had less money to purchase goods. That giant sucking sound sucked the life right out of American manufacturing. Order Jim's book today, What If Things Were Made in America Again? Send $24.95 to CSE Talk Radio, Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Let's build it in America, buy it in America, and bring America home. And we have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're in the final segment of today's show. The phone line is still open just for a couple more minutes because we're in the final segment. 877-895-5410. I don't know what to think of some of these candidates. You know, when you hear them say, we're going to do away with all fracking, we're going to do away with all fossil fuel, you know they're not telling you the truth. And when they talk about all the dangers and all the doomsday stories that they tell you about climate change, you know they're not telling the truth because they don't live it. They do not live what they're telling you. I have a story in here, and it's actually, it was from an article, actually from an interview that Tucker Carlson had, because I was looking for something this morning on climate change in particular. I always do when I know I've got Daniel coming on. And, of course, I really wanted the article, and which was what I got, was the article about the protesters that decided to hang from a bridge. I don't like heights. There's no way I would be hanging from a bridge on purpose. But he did this interview, or this segment, he did his monologue back in June. And he titled it, If Climate Change Is Our World War II, Who Are the Real Villains? Now, his deal here was he was attacking Bloomberg. Bloomberg does not live what he preaches. And none of them do. And he points this out. That they're like double agents because they say one thing but they do another. They want to keep you from flying here and there and yonder, hither and yonder, as they say. But they have private jets. They have private helicopters. They don't want you to have guns. That's not in his article. He did do another one, an interview on this. They don't want you to have guns, but they've got armed guards. That's something that sets America apart. And again, there is something wrong that we have crime, that we have shooters, that we have shootings every weekend. But it isn't the guns. The guns are not the problem. The hearts of the people are the problem. And the more that they scream their hate and visceral towards everyone, the more that we hand out special drugs to help people emotionally, the more we see this. The more we give them notoriety for their dastardly deeds, the more we see it again. So he pointed out in that article that their climate change is a hoax, that they don't even believe it themselves. And Andrew Yang, I kind of like the guy. He's a generous fella. He wants to give, he pledges to give $1,000 a month, a year, just for 1 year. Well, what happened to that generosity? To 10 American families. Now, is he going to do that out of his own pocket? He's a successful businessman. I don't know what his business is, but he's a successful businessman. Yet he gets up on this stage and he preaches all these lies. He wants to raise your taxes. He wants to do away with all fossil fuel. He wants to ban fracking. He's a businessman. Now, my observation regarding these things, I'm not going to talk anymore about their personal, these candidates lying. They all agree on something. Not one of them believes they're going to be elected president. Not one of them. Not even Lizzie. They're arrogant, all right. But not one of them believes for 1 second that they're going to be president of the United States. Bernie could have been last time. I believe he would have beat Donald Trump. But he took one for the Gipper. The Gipper who had it all bought and paid for. Until the American people voted. But they make money running for president. They all will walk away richer. But not one of them believes for one iota of a second that they're going to be president. I noticed Bloomberg didn't make the cut last night. He didn't make the cut. Several others didn't make the cut. The one that I think at least is sincere, I can't ever remember her name, from Hawaii, she didn't make the cut either. The media is really going after her because she told the truth about Kamala Harris and a few other things. They don't like that. Well, this successful businessman, Carl Icahn, he's lived in New York, but because of New York's high taxes, even the rich don't like that. He's going to move to Florida. Watch out, Florida. Here we come. This is, and we have seen, this is Democrat-run New York right now, that they're losing their wealthy. They're losing their wealthy. To Florida. So Florida, open up. Because here they come. I read that on something else yesterday, and it was a whole different person going to Florida. Taxes. They're going to tax everything you've got. And they're going to regulate everything that's left and mandate you. And there will be no way for you to sustain life independently, let's put it that way. We're just about out of time. I'm not going to be able to take any more callers. I apologize for that. You know, we watch these debates, and there's two or three now that are going to run on the Republican Party against the President of the United States, which I think is silly, but they're going to do it. But it's time, folks, for all of us to wake up, let the scales fall from your eyes. For such a time as this, stand up to bring America home. It's way past time for us to do that. The Democrat debate, the crazies that are, of course, they've been doing that. You know, they've tied themselves to trees and done other things, hanging themselves from a bridge. People have to come and rescue them, risk their lives. We're going to give free drinks for everyone, barkeep, but you're paying. America, you're paying. I think you're waking up, and I'm pretty happy about that, because it's time to bring America home.
Home!
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this abuse of power with a membership to the Cavalry Group. Membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-871-8852. That's 800-871-8852.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive, but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet, as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.